Good morning, Oregon. Today is Tuesday, 13th of September, and right now it's cloudy and fresh with 23 degrees Celsius. The forecast for today is overcast with a temperature range from low 27 to high 32 degrees Celsius and humid. Winds from west-northwest at 15 km per hour and shifting to the southwest in the afternoon. Later on, we can expect overcast with the thunderstorms and with a chance of rain on 80%. Moon is waxing gibbous and 99% of it illuminated. About CD made in Orville and about live music concert with artists from the city in Kalabumi on Friday 16 at 8 p.m. we talk with Caroline. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
What is happening on Friday?
So this Friday it's the music concert to present the Made in Orville CD to the community, and we try to gather many artists from the city, but many of them are out of Orville, so we invite also other artists that are not on the city, but mainly it's to present the music happening and the music culture in Orville.
And it's all about also the performing artists, right?
Yes, the group that offers this CD and concert is the Orville Performing Art, and we focus mainly on living arts and trying to help to develop and support the living arts in Orville.
Mm-hmm. Kalabumi is freshly renovated, right?
Yes, it is. The money came from donator, mainly Satyakam and Deva Smita, and because they really like the place and they wanted to help it to be more practical for the shows and artists. And so we try to contribute also by raising money with this CD and donation, and we are trying to think how to be self-sufficient on the small amount of money for the place at least, and why not to help also the artists to have their own life and money with the arts they give. No,
so for that reason, as it's written on the CD cover, it's the selling, so to speak, is based on a gift economy, right?
Yes.
What that means?
It means that it is giving the place trust and hope that each individual is able to give what he or she feels, and there is no push, no pressure to give because we really need. It's based on trust that if you have, you can give. If you don't have, you cannot give. And if also if you don't like, you are not forced to give for what you experience.
Where we can find these CDs?
These CDs are available now. It's we did a small experiment, so we did it. We put some in the Portus in Kulapalayam. So it's just for 1 month because it's not a commercial place. So people start to complain. But we put it in different places, and after we will mainly distribute it in during the show in Kalabumi. After the show, it will be possible to take it.
So if I go to Portus in Aspiration, I can take it
and give what you want.
Money I want.
Yes.
And so far, you said it's been available for about a month.
Yes, there. And
what is the response of the community?
Yeah, it's good because I saw many reactions. I think it's also kind of a test for me on a personal level to see on the economical aspect how we are able to deal now with this reality of money, because the CD cost, the artist they gave for free, the designer, all this cost now. And to make it on a free basis, like no fixed price, and I want to see how people evaluate by themselves what they want to give, if it's they can take without giving money, how they react. Some people think it's crazy to think like that. Some people are very happy. And it makes a kind of pulse, no, of the community reaction according to money issue, no, and how we can deal with each other with this.
So insofar, what you can say, that our villains are generous or not?
They are, a lot of them are idealistic still, so that's good. Generous when they can, when they cannot, they try their best. And some also I met like very offensive and didn't like and think it's like almost stupid or a base of cheating to do like this, that I will put it in my pocket, like because there is no fixed price, nobody can control, so I use it for me. So I met also different reactions, but it's okay, it's part of humanity. So
Kalabumi, as it is, it's still an open sky amphitheater, right?
Yes.
What happens if it's raining?
So if it is raining, it means that nothing has to happen. And for this Friday, we'll see. Like it's a kind of trust also, and so it's part of the risk of using a place open sky, no?
But you didn't start to think maybe to put some kind of
a roof. Like it was an idea coming from Rolf, I think, but for the money offered and the plan right now, it's not an option. But it can happen, but it's not in the plan for the close future.
All the best.
Thank you.
For the World Bamboo Day on 18th of September, our Bamboo Research Center prepared various events to celebrate it. All will culminate on Saturday with morning market at Visitor Center and with a special dinner, fashion show, bamboo music evening also at Visitor Center. Here's an excerpt of interview with Paolo.
We're very happy that we're taking this direction a second time in Oroville, that we celebrate World Bamboo Day, that bring this conscious and awareness. It's happening in many places in our world, and Oroville also taking place on this event. We're going to plant bamboo, about maybe 100 seedling.
On Friday, right?
On Friday we're going to plant on 16th. It's a ceremony, planting ceremony.
What time?
Morning 7 o'clock. On 17th we have a market, big market, open market for the visitors and the community. On 17th also we're displaying all the information and about bamboo craft, what we made. It's also going to be on 18th. And 17th night, we have a special dinner for the World Bamboo Day. And we have a performance, bamboo band, and a bamboo fashion show with the bamboo fabric, which is Oroville designer made.
In addition to their regular service, L'Avenir de Oroville team will be available once a month to community members who need to discuss issues and concerns. The first of these will be tomorrow at L'Avenir office in Town Hall at 10 a.m. All are welcome. And from yesterday onwards, a small roof will be added at Café La Terrasse to protect the dining hall area below from rainwater intrusion. The team is asking us to respect that area under the casual tree, which will be partly and sometimes fully closed during this work. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a German drama, The Essence of Mount Chimborazo, made in Germany in 1989 by director Rainer Simon, and film is in German with English subtitles. And tomorrow at the same place and time we can see Science Ballet Caroline Carlson in Paris Opera, made in France in 2004 by director Denis Cayotti, and it is in French with English subtitles. Even the body has to submit to a mutation and be no longer the clamorous animal or the impeding clod it now is, but become instead a conscious servant and radiant instrument and living form of the spirit. Rauchi Rambindo in the Synthesis of Yoga. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org. Thank you.